Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marianne from Yes Mermaids. And today I have former chief stew Nikki Lutz. Welcome again, Nikki. She's been here on our show before. She's also a self-love coach now. And before we hit record, we were wanting, you know, we were talking, and the thing that came up for us was exploring determination and discipline in order to change and transform our lives. So, and this really relates to yachting. So let's, what's coming up for you, Nikki, when I actually say these words?
So hi, everyone, and I'm excited to be here. So the big thing I think is that, you know, we have this dream, we have this future version of ourselves. I want to change something, change whatever it is in my life. And we have this, like this beautiful vision, but are we really taking action to do the things? And that requires discipline, that requires taking action, that requires, you know, being like the driver of your own vehicle. And I think that's a topic that we have to talk about, because yeah, it's nice to visualize things and dream about things, but like, what are we doing and how are we being the driver in our lives?
Right. And one thing that comes up for me, you know, because like when we talk about visions and future, we think big goals, right? Like new businesses, new house, new relationships, like big things. But I want to kind of bring it a little bit more grounded, especially into the yachting industry. Like, I'm going to give you an example. I recently was talking to a chief stew who was on a really long ass trip with the bus. And, you know, those that have no ending, it's like a month, 2 months kind of thing. And she was basically complaining that she was going mental and that, she was going mental. And I was like, okay, well, what are you doing, you know, to keep sane? You know, like, are you journaling, meditating, exercising, like, I don't know, breathing? I even said that, because sometimes we forget to breathe consciously, right? And she said, no, I don't like any of that. That doesn't, you know, resonate with me. I just need to get off the boat. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, you know, have you done a trash run? You know, have you gone on break to land? You know, have you told the captain or the boys or whoever, you know, on deck to take you to be on land for like an hour, or I don't know, whatever it is, and or jump off the boat, you know, if the guests are not there, like whatever it is, sometimes like 15 minutes in the water, that's all you really need just to regroup. And basically, she said to me, she didn't really reply. She just said, no, I need to get off and feel like a normal person, basically, you know, have a drink and have food or whatever, you know, outside the boat. And, you know, you're talking about what we want to be, who we want to become. And like in that instant, it's like, okay, you're in this trip where you obviously by choice, because we have to remember this is by choice. This is why you're doing yachting. It's like, you're not being forced to do yachting. You're in the situation because you chose to do this. You know, you chose the program you're in, you chose the owners you're with, you chose the crew that you're with. So you're not a victim here. Like, you're choosing this, you know, yourself. And then you're in this position, but then you want to feel a different way, right? But yet you don't have the determination or the discipline to do something about it, right? It's like, even if you couldn't get off the boat, which bullshit, you can, like I said, do a trash run. You know what I mean? Like, believe me, if you go to your captain, be like, dude, I'm going, or like, lady, I'm going mental. Like, I need to get off the boat. They will fucking take you off the boat. You know what I mean? Like, more than likely. And if they don't, you need to leave the boat for good. So I kind of wanted to bring it down a little bit, because a lot of people think some big, big things. And of course, we do need determination and discipline to reach those things. But if you can't even have discipline and determination for the small things, how the hell are you going to think you're going to achieve these big goals that you have? So what's coming up for you when I share this example?
100%. You know, like, I look at my business now and leaving yachting and everything I've accomplished. The reason I am so successful is because of yachting and how I taught myself to act in these really difficult experiences. And I love that you say, like, it's a choice. That's also when any of my clients come to me and they complain about the situation, I'm like, okay, hold on a second. We've got two choices here. Either you leave the boat, resign, leave yachting, Or if you want to stay, then, you know, how are you going to change yourself within that environment? But no one is telling you, you have to be here. And I think that that is the biggest thing, is that it's so easy for us to slip into this victim mindset and mentality, because it's so easy to point the finger and say, I'm feeling this way because of you. I'm feeling this way because of this and this. And at the end of the day, what are emotions? What are feelings? Emotions and those feelings are coming from our thoughts. Every time you have a thought, your brain sends a signal to the body to feel the way you're thinking. So if you are feeling frustrated, if you are feeling angry, if you're feeling pissed off, yeah, it's because you're having thoughts that are, this is not fair. I wish I had whatever, anything other than what's happening now. So that feeling is yours. So take responsibility for that. And I think that yachting is incredible. It is such an incredible industry to be in. And it is hard as hell. Yes, that's the reality. We know this. But if you're choosing over and over and over again to come back into it, how are you going to make it the best experience for you? Because you don't have to feel like this is horrible. Even if you're on rotation, like, oh my goodness, I'm here for 4 months. I hate this. Can't wait to get off. Why? Why do you put yourself through that? Enjoy those 4 months. Like, are you doing a routine every single morning, waking up feeling great so that when you get home, you're even more on a high? Like, I think that it's really important for us to take this responsibility and say, hold on a second. This is my life. This is my happiness. This is my heart. This is my responsibility. And yeah, the owners might be like terrible people. Okay, fine. Or they might be lovely people. My crew might be irritating the hell out of me. Or they might be lovely. The whatever it is, all that external stuff you can't control. So don't you want to control how you feel? Change your mindset. And we're living in these close proximities. If there's a rotten fruit in the fruit bowl, you start to like seep out to everyone else. Like, and then also if you're positive, you start to seep out. So exactly. Be the positive change.
Exactly. And it's so true, because I was a few months ago, I was on a charter, and you know, the head of department was like, oh, you know, the deck department, they're not very, they don't help a lot, and blah, 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 victimizing, you know, herself. In this case was a woman. And I was like, okay, cool. That's your reality. Mine's going to be different. So I totally like went in, and I had a different, you know, outlook, a different feeling, different thoughts. And the boys were like, the whole deck department were men. They were amazing. They were like doing what? Washing dishes, drying, doing laundry. I didn't even ask for it. They were like wanting to help, because I was also wanting to help them. And I was like vibrating at a high level where I was just like being happy. Like, I'm a hug person. So like, I wake up and I'm like, I want to hug everybody, because it makes a big difference for me. And I know it makes a difference for other people. Of course, there's boundary. I ask people like, hey, can I hug you? Like, this is what I do in the morning. Don't just like hug people, because you don't know their boundaries and their situation. I know, because that has happened to me, where I go and people are like, whoa, what are you doing? And I was like, oh shit, I should have asked. So I learned that. But the main point of this is that is exactly what you're doing. Is like, we're in the fruit bowl. One rotten fruit will make everything else rotten faster. And the same way that if you have something positive, it will create more positivity around you. And I kind of want to ask you, so, you know, like you talked about, you just said, like you said, you know, this is a choice and you're here because you want to be here. And a lot of people, you know, you going to, even when they're on rotation, they're like, oh my God, okay, I'm going to do this 4 months, but it's like hell. It's like, I'm going to do this 4 months so I can have the other months off. And it's like, why are you doing time? Are you in prison? Like, it feels like it, you know, or it definitely sounds like it, right? It's like this mentality. I see it over and over, and yet it's like, you have to put in the time. And I remember my back 14 years ago, where this maid told me, you know, sometimes you just have to do your time. And I'm like, what? Like prison time on a boat? Because it's almost like you have to take it, you know, like, because sometimes you just have to. I'm like, no, you don't. That is a complete self-limiting fucking belief that needs to be changed. Sorry. Like, you don't have to do your fucking time. Like, this is not prison. I haven't done something wrong that I have to pay for. Right. Yeah. So, cause I was in a really shitty boat and they were like, oh, you just have to do your time. Sometimes I was like, no, motherfucker, I needed to come here to realize I needed to set boundaries and I need to be clear on what the fuck it is I want to create and where I want to, you know, join, you know, what type of owner I want to work with, crew, programs, itinerary, like get crystal clear about that shit. That's what that taught me. It didn't taught me I have to pay, you know, and I have to like do time because I've done apparently something wrong somewhere else. And now this is how I'm paying. You know, it's like, what the fuck? And I hear this shit over and over sometimes. I'm like, it's almost like people feel like they have to be in these really horrible environments. I don't know what they're trying to prove to themselves, but if this environment teaches you something, I think is what we're talking about. It's like determination and discipline on how to shift within the environment so you can have a different experience if you're choosing not to leave the environment. Because again, it's a choice. You can choose to walk out the door at any given moment. But for whatever reason, you're choosing to stay there, whether it's conscious or unconscious beliefs that are keeping you there, you know, make it better, right? Like what you're saying. So my question is, how can somebody start taking responsibility and start creating that discipline of taking action so they can shift within that environment that they're in, that they're not feeling good at the moment, but that they would like to shift into a feeling good place?
Yeah. So you see, the thing is, like, you may have heard this before or in a different way, we don't manifest or we don't attract what we want. We manifest or attract who we are because it's the law of attraction. So if we want to change something, we need to change. We need to change our vibration. And I remember when I was on my first ever yacht and the chief stewardess was really, really mean to me. And she obviously got it from the top, from the owners. And she would come down into the laundry. I was 21 years old, super naive, really happy and bubbly. And every I was happy to be there. And I was in the laundry and I was doing, you know, housekeeping back and forth, back and forth. And she would come down and she would just scream at me, be so mean to me because I was her vent. And I was so upset. I was just distraught all the time because she was breaking me down. And my mom said to me, I phoned my mom crying, and she said, Nikki, why don't you change your energy towards her? Give her love without physically giving her love, energetically give her love. And my mom's not a spiritual person, but she was like, just think about, you know, positive things about her. I started to journal every single morning. I'd say today is going to be a great day. I'd start out like that. And I said, I'm so excited to make her happy. I'm going to do the best job. And I would send her love. I kid you not, within a couple of days, she stopped shouting at me. Like, I didn't do anything physically differently, but she started to change because my energy had changed. And she just kind of left me alone and she started to become nicer. And then even like sometimes when I needed to do service and I was petrified of service, I was like, okay, no, visualizing they're going to go eat out. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But I just realized the strength and the power of our energy. So if you decide, okay, I don't like this environment I'm in, but I choose to be here and I know that I cannot control what other people are doing, I can only control my reaction to it and how I feel, then that's what you have to focus on. So now it is like number one, biggest priority is me. So what am I thinking? Awareness, 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 the biggest tool that will break you free from this, because you cannot break free from a prison if you don't know you're in one. So if you start in this negative, you know, thought pattern and you don't even know you're in it, next thing you know, this is just going to be your state of being. So start becoming aware. What am I thinking? How am I feeling? And start practicing the small things, the gratitude every morning, three things I'm grateful for. Start taking 5 minutes in the morning and go up to the sun deck if you can, or the foredeck or wherever, and say, wow, look, think about, wow, I'm making all this money. I'm saving this money. Wow, I've got food on the table, delicious food that I don't have to pay for. Wow, I've got amazing body wash and shampoo. I mean, these are the things that when you get out of yoga, you have to buy for yourself, you know? Yeah. But when you focus on the small things, and because where your attention goes is where your energy flows, and what you put your energy into expands. So you start focusing on the captain that you hate, or the chef that you hate, or the this and the that, it's just going to, you know, multiply. So it's the most simple thing. Start prioritizing yourself a little bit more and setting boundaries and saying, no, I'm going to take these 5 minutes for myself. I'm going to do something that changes my energy. And anything that's negative, like, because let's get real here, there are people in the boat that we don't get along with. There are things that we don't like. But if you focus on it, that's where attention
and it expands. So it becomes
and it expands. Yeah. So just rather don't focus on it. Just literally focus on the good. If there is one thing you can be grateful for, that at least you got a WhatsApp from a friend back home or someone that you like, or, you know, you whatever, something, but focus on those small things, because you'll start to see, oh, my energy is a little bit better. Then the people that are annoying you and the stuff that normally annoys you doesn't affect you as much. It's actually like I would play a game with myself and everything else and be like, let's see if today is going to be a better day than yesterday, just by changing the way that I think. And it's literally magic.
And I like that you say, you know, let's play a game, because take it up as a challenge. You know what I mean? If this doesn't resonate with you or what we're saying here, you're kind of like, oh yeah, whatever, like, I'm not sure about it. Take it up as a challenge. Challenge yourself to see if this that we're talking about, because, you know, we're only talking about it because me and Nikki, we have experienced this. This is the way that we live life. This is how we create things in our lives, you know, whether it was in yachting or outside of yachting. And just take it up as a challenge and challenge yourself to see if it actually works for you. If it doesn't, throw it out the window, be done with it. But don't say it doesn't work until you actually, you know, implemented it and use it. And I think, you know, the first thing, like you said, is awareness. Awareness, it's very, very simple. You don't need anything but yourself to become aware. And it's like, how am I feeling? Like, am I feeling good? Am I feeling expanded? Am I feeling contracted? Am I feeling yucky? That tells you everything. How you're feeling, it tells you your state of being, right? It tells you what you're going to bring more of around you. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this happen where, you know, and I don't know, like, why do you think people love to victimize themselves?
It's easy. It is so easy, because then I don't have to take the blame. Oh, I'm the victim. This is happening to me. I hate my scenario, but I can't do anything about it. Bullshit. 100%. You can't change the scenarios necessarily, but you can change the way it affects you. You do not have to get upset about certain things that happen around you. Why do you think that there might be, for instance, one member in the crew that affects you so much, but doesn't affect someone else? Because that person is triggering something within you, because you are allowing it. But someone else is like, oh no, I love this person. Like, they're epic. But it's because they're not the problem then. The person is not the problem. It's you and how you are receiving this or allowing it to get to you. So you can change from within and say, I don't like this person, and I'd rather then just not spend time with them, or change the way I think about them. But the thing is that's hard. That's hard work. And this comes down to, again, that discipline and, you know, taking a radical responsibility for your life. And what's so important though, is that, okay, so it might be in yachting right now, but everyone has a time limit of how long they want to be in any career. So you're in yachting for however long you want to be, now what? Because this is what is teaching you for the next step. And yeah, I just think that if you can get really good at the small things, you go into any career, any job, your own career and starting your own thing, like, you know, like we have, or if you're working for someone else, you are this person that is like super empowered, knows what you want, so confident, has boundaries, you know, and that's a person that, whether it's in a career, whether it's relationships, everyone wants to be around that.
Yeah. And I love the fact, you know, you said, it's easy to be the victim. And I do agree that, but when I think about it, I was like, oh my God, but it's so exhausting, really, like being the victim, even though it's like easy, because it's your to go pattern, is what you've been taught, right? To blame versus say, wait, how the fuck did this got here? Like, what's showing to me, you know, like, why is this triggering me? Is there something, you know, under that needs to come through for me. And it is fucking exhausting, you know? And when you decide to be determined and to do be disciplined and take action, yes, it may be challenging. Yes, it may take time and it may take, you know, a lot of practice because that's not your to-go pattern, but it empowers you. And that is a radical change in your life because you're, if you're empowered, you're the driver. And not because you are, but because you actually know that you are. Because whether you know it or not, you are the fucking driver, period. But when you're driving consciously, then everything changes versus like I'm driving unconsciously, right? Of course, if you're driving unconsciously, there's going to be many crashes, you know? So yeah, I think this is great. You know, like, I think if anybody out there that's listening to this can take anything from this, it's like taking a small action, like becoming aware of how you're feeling and deciding to change how you're feeling about that external situation. And yeah, sometimes you need to fake it till you make it. And it's not about faking it really. It's more about, you know, you don't have to be like, oh my God, go from like, I don't really like this person to I love this person, because that's not real. And then you're not gonna really feel that feeling that's gonna bring the change. It's like, stop focusing on that person and focus on something that is actually positive for you. You know, and people, you know, I just want to say, because a lot of people think, oh, well, now I have to go from like A to Z. It's like, well, it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? If you don't believe you can have $1 million, don't pretend that you are believing that, because it's not true. But you can believe that you're grateful for X, Y, and Z that you have right now. And that is the change in your vibration. And when you change that vibration, you know, because of law, because of the law of universe or whatever you want to call it, you know, physics almost, you know, quantum physics, your external world is going to have to also reflect something else, right? So instead of like focusing on that which you don't like, where it's like maybe, oh, the boss is here for a whole month. Well, the fact that you're seeing a sunset and a sunrise in a beautiful spot for a whole fucking month, you know, it's like change your way of looking at things or the way you're feeling, really, because that's what it is. But like you say, thoughts bring feeling, right? One, so it's like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, like one thing I want to say that when you were saying this, is like it really came up for me is, so everything in our life is a mirror, right? So it's reflecting things inwards. That, so for instance, there might be someone that you really just don't like, and it's because there's something within them that is triggering you. That there's something in you already though, and they're just heightening it for you. Mm-hmm. But, and then you might see someone else and you're like, oh my goodness, I love this person so much. It's because there's something within them that you can either see in yourself, or it's, you know, it's making you feel good within, and it's heightening that. So again, so often we like to blame what's happening outside, but that is just our mirror. So if something is happening and it's making you feel irritated, it's not really that thing that's making you irritated. It's just showing you that you have irritation from within that you need to work on. So how can I lower my irritation? Why am I irritated? I'm feeling unseen. I'm feeling unheard. I'm feeling like I don't have enough time. How can I fix this for myself? How can I give myself more time? How can I be heard to myself, you know, listen to myself? And once you change that within you, then those things outside won't trigger you anymore. Yeah. But again, it's that responsibility, because so often we say that thing is irritating me. No, 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 no. That thing is creating that is triggering.
It's creating that awareness. It's being that bridge for you to become aware of whatever it is inside of you that needs to be changed. Yeah. Love, nurture, seen, whatever it is, you know. And I do agree with you, because this is something that I teach in the leadership course that I have for Chief Stews, which is self-development, really. Leadership is self-development. And I teach the process that I use when I get triggered of how to go inward and really find if it is at a surface level of something so simple as like, literally, I'm not prioritizing myself right now. Or if there's something deeper within myself that maybe comes from childhood development that they're, you know, saying like, hey, I mean, people don't do this consciously. Okay. There's not people out there being like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, trigger the 7-year-old in Marianne. Like, come on guys. Like, that's not how it goes, but it is you, you know, in the other person. So it's like, when they trigger you, it's like, become aware of, like, if what is there something here in the, you know, in the surface that I can immediately shift? Like you said, you know, am I irritated because of something that's happening? Maybe I'm not prioritizing myself. Maybe it's just because I'm in this slimy, grimy kind of mood, you know, and I need to shift. Or maybe I actually do need help from somebody else to get deeper within me to find out if there's something bigger than what's in the surface, right? And this is something that I do, that Nikki does, so we can help you if you need that support. But yeah, I love the fact that you brought that up, because it is so true. You know, we get triggered a lot. That's just, you know, that's what happens. But we only get triggered so we can become aware of something that needs nurturing, something that needs to be seen, something that needs to be heard or whatever within us, you know? So yeah, I'm so excited that we actually got to talk about this topic, because it comes down to determination, discipline, to take small actions in order to go from how you feel today to how you want to feel, you know? And it's not big, big steps that we have to take. Something like you said, something so simple as become aware, because it, like you said, like if you're not aware that you're in a prison, how the fuck are you going to break free from it? Awareness. And this is where I also always say to people, like, start meditating and you're like a big meditator, and start journaling. And meditation is just so you can quiet your mind and just be present.
And also another reason why meditation is so good is because there's so many meditations, there's over 100 types of meditations and they're all great. But if you also are actually just focusing on, say, for instance, your breath, and your mind goes and you're like, no, let's come back. And then your mind goes and no, let's come back. And you are aware of that, but you keep on bringing the mind back. What you're also doing is you are teaching your mind discipline. Exactly. So now when you get off, you know, when you've stood up for your meditation and you go and you do service or whatever you're doing, and your mind is going, oh, I can't believe she did that. Or I can't believe this happened. No, we're not going there. Come back to the present moment. So not only are you calming your mind so that you feel more centered and calm and start the day well, but this is your practice that is going to help you through everything. When you feel like, oh, I'm the victim again. No, you're not. Come back to the present moment.
And that anxiety comes in. And I mean like that because, you know, we all have anxiety. You know what I mean? Like we all have crazy thoughts of the future that hasn't happened, that will never happen. Because you're like creating this freaking Oscar winning film in your mind. And to be honest, it is so true. And one of the things that do work for me when I'm not in meditation, which I do believe is true, is like that discipline of like coming back to your breath, coming back into like whatever it is that you're focusing on your meditation, whether it's like, you know, guided or not guided or eyes open or closed or whatever it is that you're doing, is, you know, I do this simple thing where if I'm awakened and I'm, you know, I'm like, rah, I just say stop in my mind. I go stop. That's it. Stop. And in that moment, it's like, okay, come back. I'm like, okay, let me just be more present. And you said something earlier about where intention, you know, where you have an intention, you know, energy goes, you know, and I do believe in that so, so massively, because when I don't have an intention in the morning, my day tends to just kind of goes crazy. When I'm in the morning and I always do like say, okay, what's my intention for this day? And I said it, I'm focusing that energy to go there. And this is something that this is discipline, you know, now that I'm talking about shit, I'm actually creating a lot of discipline in my life, because I have this discipline where before I do anything, I always set an intention. You know, we did it before we recorded, before I got even in this record, I was like, okay, what's my intention with Nikki here? When I pick up the phone, before I pick up the phone, what's my intention of calling this person or this person's calling me? What's my intention behind it? Because I'm refocusing my energy so I can get the outcome that, you know, I want. And it's because, in, you know, where your intention goes, that's where energy flows. And yeah, that's very small things that actually do create discipline. You know, and we think that they have to be these big, big things. You know, you said something about waking up early. And I remember somebody telling me, like, don't try to wake up from 7, now waking up at 6 or 5. Do 5 minutes, 6:55. Yeah. You know, like 6:55. Yeah. And then yeah. start going slowly until all of a sudden you're waking up at 6 or 5 or whatever that is for you. Small steps. And this is the big things that I'm taking from this episode today. It's like small steps are the ones that are going to take you into those big transformations that you're intending to. So is there anything else that you want to share with us before we close this episode today?
So the thing actually, when you were saying that, and I'll be very quick, but I actually feel like when we're talking about, okay, discipline, and yes, we need to do it. Part of me is like, yeah, but what happens if someone's listening and says, but I'm really struggling. Like, I don't have that motivation to just have that discipline, because that's a thing, you know? And I think the biggest thing that we have to also realize is this discipline is this masculine energy. And we need both the masculine energy of like, let's go, let's get things done, let's, you know, motivated. And we also need to balance it with the feminine energy of, you know, slowing down, allowing, being, you know, gracious with ourselves. So yes, we need the discipline, but some days we fall off the tracks. Some days we didn't get to do the meditation. Some days we didn't have discipline. We said, I'm not going to, you know, eat all the desserts from after dinner service. And I did them. Oh my goodness. Now, and then we think we're a failure. And then we go down this whole negative rabbit hole. With the discipline, let's just at least have a little bit of compassion and kindness as well, because this industry, like we say, is seriously like crazy hard sometimes. So when we're in that, like, give yourself grace, be kind to yourself. If you didn't accomplish everything, if you didn't have the discipline, do you know what? Tomorrow is another day. Or not even tomorrow. Do you know what? When you wake up from your break, you have a fresh start again. Like,
it's, you can choose. We have to.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So have discipline, but also be soft and be kind.
Yeah.
That comes from the awareness. What do I need?
Exactly. And what's coming up for me when you're saying this is like, a lot of people, you know, they tend to go like, okay, now I'm going to have discipline. So now I'm going to exercise, eat healthy, do this. It's like, whoa. Pick one. That's it. You know what I mean? Yeah,
because then
when you got tired of that one, then pick another one, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then also be realistic of what that discipline could potentially be good for you. Like, is it realistic that you're going to do that every day? Or do you want to be disciplined that you're going to do it 3 times a week? You know, becoming more realistic and not being like this military mindset of like, if I don't do this, I didn't succeed. If I don't do this, I'm basically a failure. It's like, no, like you said, that compassion part comes in, but it's also being realistic of what you're able to accomplish. Because you know yourself, you know that if you don't exercise for like months, you're no fucking way in hell you're going to exercise every day. It's not going to happen. So why don't you say, and then do it once a week or twice a week, you know?
Yeah, because if you set a goal and you don't accomplish it, then you feel even worse about yourself. Exactly. And then you don't want to do anything. It's like, do not set a goal because you feel like you have to do something. Set a goal because you want to do it. Because if you tell me right now, you have to go run, I'll be like, excuse me, I'm not going to go run. Don't tell me what to do. I don't want to do that. If I say, or someone says, come on, we love doing this. I want to go run. I want to do this because it makes me feel good. I will go do it right now. Nothing's stopping me. But when we tell ourselves like, you cannot do this, or you have to do this, your mind is saying, whoa, like this is doesn't feel good. But if you're inspired and you're like, you know what? I'm going to wake up, I'm going to meditate, or just go stretch in the morning, or have a cup of coffee and just overlook this beautiful sunrise because I want to. Chances are you will wake up and you'll do that.
Exactly. No, that's so true. And something else was coming up before I closed this episode. And I think it was that, oh my God, it was on the tip of my tongue. I don't know, maybe it's not for you guys.
You could literally talk for like 2 hours. I'm like,
so anyway, yes, I do agree with you 100%. And like I always say, you know, take what serves you, leave the rest. It doesn't really matter. We're just here to explore and share with you what has worked for us and what's working for us, you know, and how to give you insights on how to go about things so you can just feel good like we do, you know, because that's really what it comes down to. You know, we're feeling inspired to share what actually does work for us and what has worked for us. So thank you again, Nikki, for being here and sharing your wisdom with us again. Thank if you, you want to contact Nikki, hit the links below and you can catch up with her and see what she's all about and how she can help you transform your life from the inside out. All right, so that's a wrap. Bye, guys.
Bye.